it's time for our children's moment.
Now you can't open it yet. This is what we have. It's called Wet Ones. Woo! Did you have a good week?
I did too.
I went into the land of madness.
I was in Washington, D.C.
However, we were successful. That is what was good. We went to make sure they did not pass the American Health Care Act. And not only did it not pass, they said, oh, let's just leave it on the table. Smart men and women. We had a wonderful time. We met a lot of nice people, and we met a lot of people that work really hard. And it was an experience. And it was also scary. I mean, that's a big city. And one thing that I really did enjoy was walking. Linda? We walked everywhere. I lost weight. It was cool. How about you? You want to go on a walking binge with me?
No.
No? Well, I don't know. What do you have? What is that? What is that? Wet ones. What are they for? Did your mom ever give you one in the car? No, you don't make a mess in the car? You don't eat food in your car?
Well, that's good.
Have you ever made a mess? Have you ever had sticky hands? Sticky face? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know that in Psalm 112, God talks about all the things that we could get into. But he also talks about the good that we do and the promises that he gives to us for shining his light to others. Is that good?
Yeah, I think it's good.
And in fact, he said that we sort of people will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. How long is forever? How long is forever? Olden times. Do you know some people who have already lived forever?
Yeah.
And do you also know that there's a secret about me? Well, some people know, but I collect sheep. Little sheep, country sheep, wooden sheep, woolly sheep, big sheep, little sheep, sheep that sit on the floor. None of my sheep say bah. None of them. But I know that they are thankful.
And in the verse today, I saw that God says to us, don't be afraid, little flock, because your Father delights in giving you the kingdom. Okay, if you're in the flock, raise your hand. You better put those hands up. Get them up. We're all in that flock. And whatever we do, he will be with us. Wherever we go, he will be with us. We can't do anything that he doesn't know and that he forgives us for and that he blesses us for. Now, you may open your wet one. You want to open it? Yeah? Okay. I'll open mine. Maybe. Here. Oh, do I have an extra one? Okay. Did you open your wet one? Oh, come on. Thank you. Katie got hers open. Do you want help? Yeah? You want mine? What will happen with this weapon? Okay, I'm going to use it. And then what do we do with it? Throw it away? Okay, what happens to the cleanser that's on there? The hand sanitizer part in there? What happens to that? It dries up. And then you have to get another one. And then you have to get another one. And then you have to get another one. And then you're going to Sam's and buying it by bulk because you need so many of them. How many gods do we have? Does he dry up? No. Absolutely not. He's better than a whole case of weapons, right? Yeah. His love does not die. His care does not die. His light does not go out. Is that a good thing? I think so too. You like that? Okay. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that there are days when we need many wet ones. And we just ask you to be with us because your love is unending. You will be with us forever. And in your name we pray. Amen.